episode 8 of Kick Out Sports. Finally got the return today. Kendall's back.
Yep.
Been a while.
It has been a while. So, I got buried alive.
He got buried alive, so he finally dug his way out, and he's back. So.
Hell yeah, Kill Bill style.
Yeah, you know how that goes, but
the pussy wagon.
We're gonna keep it rolling, dude, like we always do.
Like the Cowboys have been doing. They've kept it rolling 3 in a row.
There's a lot to talk about. Boss,
there's a lot to talk about. So let's talk about my Dallas Cowboys. How good are they right now?
You know what? They proved me wrong over the past couple weeks.
They proved everybody wrong.
Yeah,
I give you that. A month ago, people wanted Jason Garrett and Dak Prescott gone, and now nobody's saying anything.
Yeah.
We just got a big game coming up Thursday night against probably the best team in the league.
You just beat a Redskins team without their leader in Alex Smith.
Okay, that doesn't matter if they don't make the playoffs.
Oh, I'm just saying, you know. Yeah, I don't know. That division's fucking so depleted this year.
No, I mean, the
winner. Absolutely depleted this year. There is no to it. It is depleted,
man. Right, you're right. But still, if the Cowboys beat the Saints on Thursday, who's to say the whole division's depleted if the Cowboys are looking that good?
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah. All right. But anyways, we'll go ahead and get a little preview for the Cowboys since, you know, Kendall's such a homer over here.
Such a homer.
So,
it's hard not to be excited about the Dallas Cowboys right now.
They're finally doing pretty good. Yeah. Got things rolling.
Amari Cooper, that trade's looking good.
Yeah, it is.
I'm still not a fan of Jason Garrett. He can go, but
yeah.
Dak's not playing too bad. Cowboys just all around looking like one of the best teams in the league.
As of the last past couple of weeks, I mean, I guess so, yeah. But, I mean, when it comes to Thursday night, I mean, you're going to get rolled.
I guess we'll really know.
You're going to get rolled. You're going to get rolled by the Saints.
No, I think it's going to be a high-scoring, close game. I think the Cowboys will win a big one.
So you're telling me the Bengals offense couldn't score on the Saints. Philly couldn't score on the Saints. But this fucking high-powered Cowboys offense is going to keep up with the Saints.
Bro, Ezekiel Elliott, Amari Cooper, like.
It ends. Then you got to up.
What do you got on the Saints?
You got like a fourth grade quarterback for the Cowboys, a rec ball quarterback. This year, I am a Dak believer, but this year he's terrible.
I'm not a Dak fan.
There you go.
We have one of the most talented teams in the league. The thing that's
on paper, you really do. You're right.
The things that have held us back are the play calling. I think the play calling is getting right. We're feeding Zeke the ball. Zeke's playing at a level he should have been playing at all year right now. You got Amari Cooper, who's been outstanding. I mean, there's really no way to go wrong. I think we're going to give the games a really – I mean, the Saints. We're going to give the Saints a really good game.
The game's really good Saints. But no, damn, dude. You done lost your touch. A little rusty.
Sorry.
That's all right, though, you know. Yeah, everybody's sick nowadays.
You got bronchitis.
Bronchitis. You got bronchitis.
Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos. Nah, but anyways.
Speaking of the Denver Broncos, who's winning the AFC East? Or the West? Sorry, that's the West.
Why would you even ask that question?
Who's winning the AFC West? It's not even close, is it?
No.
Exactly.
I was going to say, that's a pointless question to even ask.
It's not a pointless question because the San Diego Chargers have moved to L.A. now.
Yeah, that was the reason why you said that. Okay.
Yeah. The L.A. Chargers, they're looking pretty good.
Pretty wild with that prediction as soon as Melvin Gordon goes out. But
They've got Melvin Ingram, so what else do
they need? Melvin Ingram, is he going to play running back this week?
No, he's just going to dominate that defensive line like he's been doing since college.
And is Bosa back, Joey Bosa?
I think he is.
Well, yeah, that's a fucking pretty good defense regardless.
Yeah, and Phillip Rivers is the most underrated quarterback of all time. I got the Chargers winning the AFC West.
So you think – well, they're only one game behind the Chiefs right now, so.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
I think the Chiefs have shown some weaknesses, especially on defense.
Makes complete sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I see them falling to, like, a wild card spot in the AFC.
Obviously,
if they don't win their division.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, man.
The Chargers
I'm sticking with the Chiefs. But I think the Chargers are for real, though, too, at the same time.
I think if the Chiefs lose that home field advantage, they're not going to win a single game in the playoffs. Did you just rip your pants? What was that?
Pants are ripped. Hell time yeah. to dip. But
podcast over.
Podcast over, dude.
All right. Well,
see y'all later.
Well, let's stay in the
AFC. But for real, yeah.
Let's go to what I was talking about, the AFC East.
Okay.
That one's also a given at this point right now. The New England Patriots. They're going to win
that. Yeah, game. That's not even a question.
All right.
I think Buffalo wins that.
Buffalo?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just fucking with you. No. New England all day. They're a lock.
Yeah, I mean, because the Jets, no.
Let's go to an interesting one. The South.
The South. Oh, yeah. You got two of the hottest teams in the NFL.
A 5-game win streak, I think, and an 8-game win streak. Talking about the Texans and the Colts.
Yeah. Who you got winning that one?
I'm going Colts. Yeah. The Texans haven't played anybody. Like, you know, they beat the Cowboys. That's the only team they've beat on this 8-game winning streak. Well, and for the whole year, that's the only games they've won. That's above 500, and they're 6-5, right? So, I mean, they haven't really beat anybody. Like, you don't. I mean, that's just. I understand that's how the schedule falls, but they haven't beat anybody. So, you gotta realize it's winter nowadays. No, people are gonna be coughing.
I understand. So. I understand the Colts. They're pretty hot right now. Andrew Luck, probably the best quarterback in that division, but. I still think the Texans are going to win that division because that defense.
Oh, come on.
That defense.
Good defense. Man. Great defense,
actually. Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep.
J.J. Watt.
Yeah, good D-line.
On the back end, you got Andre Howe, who's got some trade rumors. You got fucking Jonathan Joseph. They're just good from the front seven to the secondary.
They got Tyrann Mathieu, too.
Yeah, Tyrann Mathieu. Sure. They got it going on defense. And then Deshaun Watson's pretty good. They just picked up Demaryius Thomas.
And he just had 2 touchdowns.
Yeah.
Against a division rival, Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm picking the Texans in
that. You know, I really thought that it was going to be the Jaguars in the preseason. But
I think a lot of people did. I mean, they went to the AFC Championship game last year.
Yeah, and almost beat the Patriots.
The Patriots.
The Patriots.
Yeah. All right, well, let's head to the division we talked about earlier this year a little bit that we were both pretty wrong
twice,
about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
North.
The North. Earlier this year, I said the Bengals were going to win it.
And I said the Ravens.
And we were both wrong.
Not so fast, my friend. I'm pretty sure they're still both, 2 games behind, I want to say. I think the Ravens are, 1 game behind. And the Bengals are 2 games behind.
Andy Dalton's out for the year.
Yeah, they got old Jeffy Driscoll over there, dude.
He couldn't even win at Florida.
Yeah, I couldn't win at Florida. Had to go to LA Tech.
Yeah.
But, so. It's Steelers.
Steelers.
The Steelers are going to win that division.
AFC, other than the West, they're pretty wrapped up. Was leaving our wild card teams either the Chiefs or the Chargers. And I'm gonna say the Colts as the other wild card team.
Wild card team, I'm going to say in the AFC, I think the Ravens will get a wild card.
Over the Colts?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
They're both 6-5 right now, I think.
What if you're saying the Colts win that division, so they would get the wild card over the Texans.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah. I mean, I don't think the Texans, I think they're going to lose a few more.
Finish 11-5, 12-4. Texans will get a first round. No, they won't get a first round bye.
No.
But they're pretty good.
I got to see them play somebody worth a fuck, honestly. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it's the NFL. Every week you're playing someone worth a fuck. But
aren't they playing the Colts Sunday?
I hope so. That'll tell a lot. You can call us all dumb, or call me dumb anyway, not Kendall. But you can call me dumb. I picked the Colts, so.
Texans.
Yeah. Well, that's our AFC. I mean, AFC is pretty wrapped up for the most part, in my opinion, and your opinion too, I guess. We got the NFC, though.
NFC, let's start up north. You got a little wild division there. Aaron Rodgers falling off. Bears coming up. Still got the Vikings. They can beat anybody. Who you got there?
Bears. Going Bears. Vikings, Vikings are the same. I mean, Bears just beat the Vikings, so.
Not
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stick with the Bears. I don't know how long Trubisky's out. I think he might. I think he's questionable for this week.
That's the thing.
Yeah.
I think Trubisky's out. The Bears, they're a lot more inexperienced. They're younger. The Vikings, they've been there. They remember they went in the NFC Championship last year. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to finish good down the stretch. They play good in the cold. They play good inside their dome. They got that to their advantage.
Vikings,
yeah.
I mean, I was kind of going back and forth. I'm leaning towards the Bears at the moment. Chase Daniels did prove he could beat a team. I mean, he beat the Lions. I mean, not the greatest team. But
the Lions beat the Patriots.
Yeah, but, you know. I think the Patriots – I think this is the Patriots' worst team that they've had in a while, honestly, though, in my opinion.
And they'll still get a first-round bye.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They're going to slaughter the division, so.
Yeah. Not just the division, the whole conference.
Yeah, I'm going Bears.
Vikings. All right, let's go from the north to the south.
Oh, God.
Your division over here, pal. This one's pretty wrapped up.
It's Saints.
Saints,
absolutely Saints.
Saints, they're going to get the one seed. They're going to get the first round bye.
I can speak on the Panthers. We were 6-2 3 weeks ago. We are now 6-5.
Yeah. The Panthers, they're in trouble.
This week against Tampa Bay is a must win. We have to win this.
Yep.
If we want a wild card, we can't be any worse than probably 10-6.
I agree.
So we have to basically, you know.
I am a fan of the Panthers. They're the local team.
Yeah.
I never want to see them be better than them. That's the one exception to Carolina.
Makes sense.
But, yeah, they're just in trouble right now. I don't see them even making the playoffs.
I hope that's not the case, but it's looking in that direction, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They're looking pretty bad. Saints had that wrapped up. Maybe would have thought the Falcons would have been, like, you know, battling for that in the preseason. They have a lot of injuries. So.
Yeah.
Defense is very bad this year.
Which, I mean,
both corners are out.
Falcons,
I mean,
they could still play a huge role in this and the rest of the season. They got some big games coming up. They might not make the playoffs, but they could definitely still beat some
shake some stuff up, yeah.
They could beat the Saints. They could beat a lot of people. They got a good offense.
I agree with
that. But they're not going to win anything. They're not making the playoffs.
Let's
go out west.
Okay.
This one's kind of wrapped up, but at the same time, yeah, it's a wrap. The Rams.
Yeah. It's Rams.
It's a wrap.
Rams.
I mean, the Seahawks, they could
They be might a, be a wild card.
Yeah, they could be a wild card.
They just beat us. So.
Yeah. I guess we'll get to the wild card teams in a minute. Go out east.
We didn't talk about all the wild cards anyway, basically. But
who's winning the east? I want to hear you say it.
You do? Okay. Man. I've been saying Redskins all year.
Uh-huh. Everybody has. Redskins, Eagles.
Alex Smith. Down. Oh, God, man. I don't want to say it.
Say it.
I fucking hate the Cowboys.
Just say it.
Dallas.
Dallas Cowboys. Dallas. How about them Cowboys?
Dallas.
They're winning the East.
Yep.
They might win out. Y'all better watch out. I'll let you know after.
I'm gonna see how you feel after that Thursday night game.
Yeah, talk to me after that
game. We'll see it. We'll see then.
But right now, I'm picking the Cowboys to win 10, 11 games. We might lose one more time to the Saints.
I see y'all going 9-7 at worst this year.
I mean, we still got to play the Falcons I was just talking about. We still got to play them. We got to play the Colts. We got to play...
Colts are hot team. Falcons, you've already beat.
We play the Eagles and the Giants again. Division, you never know how that would go, but still think.
I think 9-7 at worst. Make wild card.
At worst, that would be pretty good. I mean,
well, not wild card. 9-7 at worst. Probably winning the division. 9-7.
Yeah, winning the division.
Yeah,
sure.
Go to wild cards in the we'll save the NFC.
Because Philly and Washington are playing Sunday, so.
Yeah. Well, I'll see how that goes. Who's your NFC wild card?
NFC wild cards? Go back to Seattle, I think they will squeak in a wild card.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Bears.
Let's go for the Vikings winning that division, the Bears getting the wild card.
Yeah.
Okay. My two wild cards in the NFC are...
And the Vikings and the Panthers. Let me guess.
How did you know?
I mean,
Vikings, Panthers, yes. So Seattle not making the playoffs.
Just telegraph that one.
This made sense, I guess. Yeah. SPS.
Yeah.
We'll let you know what that is one day.
Maybe.
Probably not.
Episode 66.
Episode 66. You better tune in. We'll tell you what SPS means.
It's shit. It's piss.
It's shit. It's piss. It's sick.
That's not what the S and the P.
Nature boy Ric Flairing.
He said shit, piss, and sick. That's SPS.
Man. Oh my God.
Damn. That's not what that means.
That's not what that means. Tune in. in 58 episodes, and we'll have you. I promise. We'll tell you what SPS means. Promise. And to some of our friends out there, you better not spoil it. So we're coming. We're coming.
I'm going to get a spoiler on my car, boy.
Yeah, spoil it up, so man.
We picked all the division winners in our wild cards. You got the playoffs in your mind right
playoffs?
Now. The whole tree. Who's winning the AFC? And who are they beating in the AFC championship game?
Oh, God. All right, so that's tough. I have been on here saying, we both said last time we predicted, we both said Saints-Patriots is what we said.
Is it?
Yeah, we both said Saints-Patriots.
Okay.
And a lot has changed since then. I've gotten wiser. I have a sick friend. I am sick. I'm 2 weeks older than I was then. So, rest in peace. But
who you got winning the AFC?
Man, I don't. Who they beat? I ain't trying to do this right now.
I'll tell you. I'm gonna tell
you. I'll tell you. Go ahead.
My AFC championship game.
Go ahead with it.
You're gonna have in Foxborough.
All right.
New England Patriots will be hosting the LA Chargers, and Phillip Rivers will finally beat Tom Brady in the postseason and go to the Super Bowl. LA Chargers win the AFC.
Okay.
Not the Clippers.
The Chargers. Not the Rams. Not the Lakers.
Not the Lakers. Not the Dodgers.
Not the LA Galaxy.
Not the Galaxy. The Chargers.
Not even the Chicago White Sox, dude. The Chargers. The Chargers.
The Chargers win the AFC.
Okay, well, not so fast. Patriots Steelers AFC Championship.
In Foxborough?
In Foxborough.
Who wins?
The Patriots. The Patriots.
You got the Patriots win the AFC again.
Yes. Okay. No, they just do it. They just do it. Ain't no stats to it. They just do it.
Let's go to the NFC.
Well, what do you know? NFC.
Who's the championship game?
NFC championship. It all depends on if everybody's healthy. All right? These two teams being healthy when I say this, okay? Saints-Bears NFC championship.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans, yes.
Wasn't that NFC championship like 08 or something?
I'm not positive.
I think it was.
Possibly.
When the Bears.
When they had Rex Grossman.
Yeah, it was gross, man.
That was really gross, man. I'm not sure.
So you got Saints, Patriots still in the Super Bowl.
Yes, Saints, okay. Patriots still.
Because the Bears aren't beating the Saints in the playoffs.
No, they're not.
Not with a second-year quarterback.
Nope.
Well, my friend, I disagree.
Yeah, I figured you did because we have some different teams. So.
I'm gonna throw you a little curveball here.
Throw it up.
Your NFC championship will be in New Orleans, but it'll be a rematch from the divisional game last year. Saints-Vikings. And I got the Vikings beating the Saints again.
What?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me right now? What?
Vikings beat the Saints. We have a Chargers-Vikings Super Bowl.
Okay, you need to take them glasses off. They got the shades over the top. You can't see. You can't see. You can't see. What have you been watching?
I watched the Vikings beat the Packers the other
night. Oh, the Packers.
Aaron Rodgers.
The Packers, huh?
Aaron Rodgers didn't even have 200 yards passing.
Yeah, exactly, because his fucking offense is garbage. Mike McCarthy's a sack of dog crap. He's going to be fired.
He's still Aaron Rodgers. He's got Davante Adams. He's got Aaron Jones.
Do you see any of the like, close-ups you get on Aaron Rodgers, how old he looks now?
Yeah, he looks old.
He's like an old, sad dog, don't he?
Yeah.
He really does. I kind of feel bad for him. I don't know if he's going to end his career there or just going to say, fuck it, and end it in general.
But the Vikings
okay
have a difference maker this year that they didn't have last year.
Oh, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins.
One of the best quarterbacks in the league, in my opinion.
He's top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably further than that, to be honest.
Uh-oh.
He said, Nah, I'm going to give him, like, top
10.
Top 8.
I'll name 5 off the rip better than him.
Well, we ain't gonna rip nothing, so.
Rodgers, Brady,
Breeze.
Cam, Breeze, Mahomes, five, boom, right there.
You say Cam?
Yeah, Cam.
I'd rather have Kirk Cousins than Carolina.
I'd rather have Cam Newton. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather have Kirk Cousins.
What would Kirk Cousins would take so many sacks in Carolina. Are you kidding me? He would be on his back the entire time. They would be no better than Washington has been the last 10 years with Kirk Cousins.
Oh, that's been the NFL. No, we're going to pick MVP.
No, pick your Super Bowl.
I already did.
Yeah, you got Saints, Patriots.
Yeah, Saints.
Saints, beat the Patriots. Yes. You think Drew Brees can beat Tom Brady?
Yes, absolutely.
I don't think Drew Brees needed a Super Bowl again.
Well, he's going to. So.
I got the Chargers beating the Vikings in the Super Bowl. Easy. It'll be an ugly Super Bowl.
It's such an insane pick to have as soon as Melvin Gordon goes down. But Melvin Gordon's going to be back there regardless by playoff
He'll
time.
He'll be back, yeah.
He's one of the best backs in the league.
He's not going to be back for your fantasy team's playoffs.
Oh, I know.
Which, by the way, we have a very interesting week coming up. It's the last week of the regular season.
For our fantasy league.
Me and you are we in the same record.
We're playing for the one seed. We're
playing for the one seed, yeah.
We have two other guys who are playing for the four seed.
Yeah.
Well, not playing for the four seed, but they're not playing each other, but, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get the four seed.
It's just coming out of the wire. And I like it.
Interesting last week for the playoffs, so that'll be fun.
And let's remember, you were undefeated earlier this year when I played you, and I ended your undefeated streak.
You did.
So you got a little bit of revenge you need, but it's not going to happen.
Yeah, I almost want to bench all of my players just so I won't get the one seed, but at the same time, I got to beat you.
I want the one seed because I just beat Cash the other day. Yeah. You know, I mean, I just want the one seed for bragging rights.
Makes sense.
I feel like I can win against anybody.
All of a sudden, I want the one seed now. It's kind of crazy how that works.
It is.
Bragging rights. That's that. Well,
that's pro football.
Keep you updated.
Who wins the Pro Bowl? No, I'm just playing.
No, MVP, though.
Oh, yeah, MVP. Who's your MVP?
Drew Brees.
Mahomes.
Mahomes has 10 interceptions, has the worst quarterback rating, only has like 400 yards more than Brees. Brees is like 29 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. His quarterback rating's ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. I'm going to go Brees now, personally.
The difference between the Chiefs this year and the Chiefs last year
is they can probably win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So, there's that. Exactly. Yeah. Alex Smith just couldn't do it. I like Alex Smith, but he couldn't do it.
I ain't never liked Alex Smith.
He's one of the best game managers in football. He ain't somebody that's gonna lock the scoreboard up, but he's like
this generation's Mark Brunell. He's nothing special, but he'll start on practically any team he goes to.
Mark Brunell. Oh my god, dude. I'm gonna have to just delete the podcast.
Start it over.
All right, take two. take three. Take four.
All right.
Take four. Cut. That's NFL, man. We're going to, that's about all we can talk about right now. But how about that college ball?
Rivalry week, that was crazy.
Rivalry week was good.
I've been saying it all year.
Virginia Tech beat Virginia.
The streak was over. I didn't even talk about the Carolina-Clemson game because I didn't want to even watch it. And then we played better than I thought, so.
Yeah, at least he played pretty decent.
Go Jake Bentley.
Over 500 yards.
The only SEC quarterback.
Against that secondary of Clemson.
The only SEC quarterback to ever do that against top five team.
Yep. So.
But he's not going to New York. Nobody in Virginia Tech is going to New York.
No, we're both kind of having some subpar seasons. So.
Subpar? I mean, we might win 7 games.
We might win 6.
Might.
Subpar. Anyways, let's talk about the Heisman. The three guys who are going to go to New York, in our opinions, for the Heisman. I already have my three.
Who's your three?
No order, by the way.
Yeah, no
order. It's obviously quarterback. It's a quarterback league right now, in my opinion. Tua Tagovailoa, Kyler Murray, and I've been saying Will Greer all year. It is now Dwayne Haskins of Ohio State.
Hey, he balled out the other day.
He balled out against the number one defense in the country.
He did.
So that basically.
My top three is exactly the same, but I'm sure our winners are completely different.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe not. I don't know. We'll see. But I guess we go ahead and say our winners, honestly. I mean, yeah, may as well.
There's nothing else to say.
In order, I think Tua Tagovailoa wins the Heisman.
Yeah.
Kyler Murray second.
Yeah.
Dwayne Haskins third.
I agree.
In the order that I said.
I can.
You agree?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that Kyler Murray shouldn't win the Heisman, because statistically, you know, everywhere on the board, he's better than Tua. He's also playing worse defenses. Don't get me wrong. He's in the Big 12.
And he's also played more.
But you take – here's the thing. Here's a stat that I've seen today. You take out his fourth quarter stats, he still has better stats than Tua everywhere. So that argument's invalid.
Tua's got more wins.
Tua does have more wins and no losses. So you know what? That is very true.
Yeah. Tua just makes it look so effortless.
Yeah, Tua is one of the most accurate like guys
Oklahoma's
I've ever seen.
Oklahoma's been in several close games this year.
Oh, they have.
You know.
A lot of close
games. I think
games.
That's one thing you can give to Kyler Murray, is he's shown his little clutch factor.
Yeah, definitely.
And Tua hasn't really needed to. Although Tua did in the national championship last year.
But I think, here's this. I think Oklahoma without Kyler Murray is probably like 8-3 right now. Or, I mean, 8-4, 9-3.
No.
I say Bama without Tua is probably still undefeated.
Oklahoma just lost the number one overall draft pick in the country.
Yeah.
At quarterback. And
yes.
Then replaced him with Kyler Murray.
Who's had experience in the SEC.
Okay, well, you don't think they're going to do that again next year? Again the next year?
Not being 11-1, no. Not.
Oklahoma's always got a good quarterback.
I mean, I don't know.
It's a system thing.
And definitely it's a system thing.
A couple weeks ago.
It's definitely a system thing. I wouldn't say, I mean, you got Sam Bradford, Baker Mayfield. I wouldn't say Landry Jones was the greatest quarterback.
He was good.
He had good stats.
He went
to New York,
did he not?
I'm not sure. I just know he never had like an 11-1 team. He always had like, he always lost the second game.
No, they did make the playoffs with Landry Jones, did they not?
No, they made it with Baker Mayfield in 2015.
Trashed him?
That was Baker.
No.
Yes, it was.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I thought Baker was still at Texas Tech.
No, he was at Oklahoma when they played Clemson.
In 2015.
Absolutely positive. Yes. We'll look it up after, don't worry, and I'm going to prove you wrong.
Okay, I mean,
I'm
not a big Oklahoma fan. Yeah. Somebody in the closet over here.
In the closet.
Boomer Sooner.
Last thing I knew. I didn't think we recorded in the closet, so.
Might as well.
Very true. But back to that was a Heisman.
How about your third pick, Dwayne Haskins, shredded Michigan.
What's
that
say? What have I been telling you? What have I been telling you all year?
What's that say about Michigan, though?
What have I been telling you all year?
What have you been telling me?
Michigan's not doing it. Michigan's not beating Ohio State.
I was ho hoping they would. I'm
ho hoping, dude.
I'm a big fan. I mean, not a big fan, but, like, I like when rivalries are one-sided and then that team that's on the wrong side of that rivalry gets a win. That's what, I mean, I'm a big Carolina fan. That's kind of my thing, you know?
That's kind of your thing. Yeah,
every time we beat somebody good, like, we beat Florida in 2006 for the first time since 1930-something.
Yeah.
And then Clemson's beat us 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. I was hoping Michigan would be good, but they lost to Ohio State. Does that still keep Jim Harbaugh on that hot seat he was on at the beginning of the season?
He'll be on the hot seat still. Will he get fired? No.
No, you don't fire a man who just won 10 games.
Yeah, unless you're Georgia and you have Mark Richt.
Mark Richt was old. Mark Richt proved over a decade he couldn't do it. Jim Harbaugh's barely had 5 years.
That's true. But, yeah, I mean, I'm going to keep Harbaugh. I mean.
And where was Michigan when Harbaugh took over? 7-5?
Everybody's still talking about Appalachian State.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean.
They've closed the gap a lot. Yeah, they just got shredded by Ohio State.
Ohio State's in their head. They can't beat Ohio State. Yeah. They just can't.
No matter Virginia Tech. Like, Virginia Tech's just in their head.
Yeah,
Virginia's the way better team.
Virginia's a better team than we are this year, by far. But they just, we beat them 34-31. They just, 15 years in a row, that we're in their head. But they just can't beat us, regardless of how bad our team is that year.
Same thing with Clemson, Carolina. They were in our head. That's why we didn't beat them.
It's the only reason in it.
Yeah. I mean, we were inside the five twice and didn't score.
Yeah.
That would have been two touchdowns. That would have put us only down seven. And then Bentley had that one interception. Imagine if we would have went down the field and scored right there. We'd have had 56 points.
All things can happen. That's football, exactly. Though.
They were in our head.
But, yeah, I mean, I understand.
I don't think Harbaugh's on the hot seat. I think he's pretty safe. But it did cost him a chance at the Big Ten. Did it not?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're not in it.
So. Yeah, they're not in the Big Ten title game this week.
No.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, he's not on the hot seat. I think you think that too, so.
Yeah.
We're going to go to conference championships. We've got this basically what we have this week.
Yeah,
and big games, though.
We've got championship games and makeup games this week.
ACC.
ACC.
Clemson-Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
Let's go ahead and say Clemson.
Pittsburgh
beat them in 2016.
When they won the national title.
But they don't have James Conner anymore. Or the almighty Nathan Peterman.
Clemson ain't got Deshaun Watson anymore.
That's very true.
Martavis Bryant.
Yeah.
Clemson ain't got a secondary.
Absolutely no secondary.
I think Pitt gives them, kind of like Carolina did, close for the first half and then
pulls away.
It'll be over in the third quarter.
Yeah,
Clemson.
Clemson, okay. Clemson as well.
Clemson, ACC champs in the playoffs.
ACC champions. By the way, here, we're just doing the Power Five.
Yeah,
by the way.
Of course. Nobody cares about anything else.
We might do the All-American Conference with UCF, though, too. But
it's just the American Conference.
Yeah, All-American. All-American. Everybody in that conference is American. So, anyways.
That's probably not true.
This is definitely not true at all.
All right, let's go to the Big 12.
Oklahoma. Against Texas.
Rematch
of if the Oklahoma, 3-point loss.
If Oklahoma redeems himself, I think that's good for them as far as playoff.
Well, we don't get to that.
Playoff
but, talk. Yeah, that's good but, for them. I got Oklahoma winning this by 10-plus.
I got Texas with the sweep.
Oh, my God. Okay. I got Oklahoma redeeming themselves and winning by 10-plus points.
Texas with the sweep, winning by 10-plus points.
Okay. That's cool. Big Ten. Northwestern, Ohio State.
Not even close. It's over.
Give me the Buckeyes.
It's over when the second quarter starts, Buckeyes.
Give me the Buckeyes by 14-17+.
Buckeyes by 38.
Hey, what a number. Watch it be right. Okay.
What's next? I guess the SEC. No, let's do the Pac-12 first.
Pac-12.
I don't even know who's playing in this shit, man. Is it Washington State?
Washington beat Washington State to go.
Oh, okay. So
I want to say it's Washington and Utah.
That sounds about
pretty
right.
Positive it's Washington, Utah. Give me Washington.
Yeah, I said Washington.
Whether Washington's playing on the side, give me Washington either way.
I said earlier this year Washington was an elite Pac-12 team.
And they're not. They've lost, like, I mean, I guess they're in the national championship.
Yeah.
They ain't no elite Pac-12, sure. Elite team, no.
Yeah, the elite Pac-12.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, I'm taking Washington though, either way.
Yeah, for sure.
Easy. Now let's go to the most interesting game of the weekend.
huge playoff implications for both teams.
Number one Alabama versus
Number four Georgia. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Easy.
10 points, Matt. I mean, 10 points at the least, I think. I think they win by double digits.
No.
Think it'll be a close game at the end?
I do, yeah. I think Georgia's just gonna hang around and hang around and hang around. Like, Alabama's gonna lead the whole game. It's gonna be their game to lose.
Yeah.
But Georgia's gonna hang around and give a little bit of drama in the fourth quarter, but Alabama wins. Nothing too dramatic.
We'll go Bama by 10.
Nothing like a couple of years ago when Georgia got inside the 5 and ran out of time and all that. None of that.
Georgia?
Nothing like the national championship last year.
No.
Alabama
is going to have that Georgia's, one seed going into the playoffs.
Yeah, Georgia's not going into the playoffs.
Spoiler alert. But we'll throw one more at you since it's UCF. The rest doesn't really matter.
UCF.
American Conference, UCF versus Memphis.
My heart hurts for UCF. They've won more games in a row than a lot of people, a lot of teams, a lot of programs have in the past 20 years.
And I'm pretty sure they're still at 8, and they're just not going to have a shot at it. They're not going to have a shot.
Which is ridiculous. Just give the kids a shot.
Give them a chance at the 4 seed. If they don't do anything worth a flip, then give them a chance anymore.
Let them play Alabama.
Yeah.
And then let them get smashed so we can all stop talking about
it. Exactly.
Like, it's that simple.
So you're taking UCF?
Yeah, UCF.
Upset pick of the week. Memphis beats UCF in the American Conference Championship.
Didn't they play earlier this year?
They did. It was a great game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. They about beat them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have
beat them. But here's the thing, though, now. UCF does not have McKenzie Milton anymore.
Yep.
And they're going to drop that game to Memphis. And that's going to end the talk of a playoff spot right there. Memphis wins the American Conference.
Hopefully.
I hope so, just to end it. I mean, don't get me wrong. I want to see them guys go to the playoffs to see what they can do. But let's just end the talk because they're not going to make it anyway. So
they were the tag team national champs last year.
They were. Tag team in Alabama.
Yeah.
Both of them still undefeated.
They were the Marty Jannetty.
Alabama's Shawn Michaels. I agree with that completely. The Rockers, dude. Simple as that. But we picked all that. Let's go straight into – at the end of the season, who's going to be the 4 playoff teams? And what seed's going to be who? The top 3 is kind of already set, in my opinion.
You got Alabama.
Georgia. Sorry. Not so fast.
Alabama, number 1.
Yes.
Clemson, number 2. Yes. They'll be playing number 3, Notre Dame.
Yes.
Which I think will be a fantastic.
I don't know. I think Notre Dame might lose the bye week this week. So.
Lose the vacant.
Vacant takes the number 3 spot. Vacant wins the natty.
That'd be cool.
Start the game. Nobody's on the field against Alabama.
I think that'll be the best game of the playoffs.
Clemson, Notre Dame. I agree. Actually, not so fast. I don't agree. But it'll be a good game.
You don't agree. That'll be the
so best. We have a 3.
That'll be a good defensive game.
Who gets the 4? That's what everybody's talking about.
Okay, well.
Who gets the 4?
Here are the conditions for getting the 4 seed.
Oklahoma has to beat Texas.
They have to beat Texas.
Ohio State has to beat Northwestern.
Yes.
And it's going to be between them two. Also, at the same time, here's the thing. If Georgia beats Alabama.
Neither one of them get in. Alabama will be the 4, and you'll get a Georgia.
Yeah, exactly. Alabama game again.
Rematch.
Yeah, so.
Georgia will probably jump to like the 2. Clemson will be the 1.
And the Bama will be 4.
Yeah.
So, Oklahoma, Ohio State talk is all out of the window if Georgia wins.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
But here's the thing.
That's not happening in my opinion.
Here's
the
thing.
Let's see the thing.
The wildest scenario possible, I think, may happen.
What is it?
There's a slight chance of it happening, and I think it's more likely that this will happen than Ohio State will make the playoffs. Ohio State will lose to Northwestern. Oklahoma
loses to Texas. Yeah.
And Georgia loses
to Alabama.
UCF wins. They're the 4 seed.
UCF wins. I'm still thinking that a 2-loss Georgia would go in over them at the 4 seed, mm-hmm. to be honest.
No. It all depends on how bad Georgia loses.
If Georgia loses like a 3-point game, Georgia's probably still the 4. They probably don't move if all that happens.
No. They're going to move. But here's the thing. None of that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Alabama's going to beat Georgia. Oklahoma is going to lose to Texas. I got Ohio State at the 4.
Okay.
Dwayne Haskins versus Tua. That'd be a great first-round matchup.
That'd be cool to see, definitely. Remember 2014, everybody thought Ohio State didn't have a shot against Bama, and they beat them.
And they beat them.
So.
Urban Meyer and Nick Saban, they got a long history.
Ohio State beats Northwestern, I told you that.
Yeah.
But Oklahoma also beats Texas.
That's going to be so close.
Revenges their...
They've never played twice in the same season.
They avenge their loss from the beginning of the year, and they're 12-1. And they only have a 3-point loss to Texas anyway. And they avenge that loss. It looks better. Purdue just absolutely annihilated Ohio State.
Absolutely, yeah.
And...
I think if Oklahoma and Ohio State both win...
Oklahoma gets in.
Oklahoma gets in.
Yeah.
But I don't think Oklahoma's beating Texas.
It's the matchup I've been wanting all year. I've been talking about all year. Alabama, Oklahoma in the first round.
You think
Oklahoma, I want to see that so bad.
You think Oklahoma can match up to Alabama better than anybody in the country?
I still do, yes. Completely.
I disagree.
Because nobody else is going to score with them.
Alabama will score 28 points for fucking Oklahoma has 10.
I mean, maybe so. But guess what? We got to see. That's why we play the game.
The matchup I want to see that we've seen the last 3 years, Clemson, Alabama.
You just want to see Alabama just absolutely just.
No, I really.
You think Clemson can compete with them?
I really think Clemson is the only team that can compete.
That's what you've been saying for the most part. So, okay.
Yeah, their secondary is, you know, questionable.
And that would be very bad for Tua.
But.
I mean, good for Tua, bad, yeah. Bad on Clemson's part to play Tua is what I mean.
I think Clemson can keep up. I think
like offensively.
Yeah.
Okay.
ETN, he's good.
Yeah, he's awesome. He's great, very good. Actually. He's very good.
What's
his
name? The quarterback, fucking
Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor Lawrence, yeah.
He's good. He's working on his long ball, but other than that, he's pretty good. When I say long ball, I mean deep ball. By the way, if anybody that's thinking like I'm talking about baseball or something, but oh, cut the commercial. We're coughing. But yeah, Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, Oklahoma. That's the 1-4-2-3.
I got.
Now we got to pick our national championship and our national champion, and this could change over the course of 10 minutes, so
I got Alabama we'll beating Ohio State, yes, in round one, and then I have Clemson barely beating Notre Dame. So we got another Clemson-Alabama showdown, and then I got Alabama beating Clemson.
All right. I got, you know, I'm going to let the anticipation go because I'm a Oklahoma sport. We're going to go Notre Dame-Clemson. You know what? No, what? No, we're not. We're going to go Alabama, Oklahoma. Alabama wins.
Yeah.
Alabama wins. I think it'll be a very high scoring game. Alabama wins. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you don't have that matchup, so. So, anyways.
I think Ohio State matches up better with Alabama than Oklahoma does.
They both have a really bad defense.
You see what Ohio State just did to the number one defense in the country? 62 points.
Yeah, Bill Coleman's offense is better, and it's not even a question, in my opinion, at all. Not even.
It is.
No,
a question.
It's not. It's imagine if they had Rodney Anderson still at running back. He got hurt, I don't know how long ago. He's one of the top running backs coming to this year, and they don't even have him. But, I mean, I guess they really need him, obviously, with the guys they got now. But, anyways, yeah, Alabama. And Clemson, Notre Dame. That's going to be a really good game, I think. I think it's going to be a really good game.
Best game of the playoffs.
Yes. I think, give me the Irish. I got Alabama, Notre Dame, national title.
You just got to be different, don't you?
It's the money game, dude.
It's the money game.
That's the money game. I know Alabama comes as the money game, but.
I mean.
Alabama, Notre Dame, you know how much money that's going to bring?
I mean, it brings some money a couple years ago.
In 2012, and yeah. Alabama annihilated them.
Absolutely.
Everett Golson and Manti Te'o and his
girlfriend
who went in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess she couldn't. No, she was there. She was there in the stands. Somebody just saw her. So, you know, whatever. If that goes over your heads, I'm not even ask. But, yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to annihilate her. Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, well, I don't either. But that's just how it crumbles, man. That's how it's going to go. I wish it was Alabama, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, or Ohio State versus Clemson. I wish it went that way, personally. That's what I want to see. But it's not.
So nobody's beating Alabama.
No, I'm not an Alabama man. Roll Tide.
Yeah, I mean they've been rolling.
They're rolling, man. Roll Tide, dude.
They haven't had one close game.
No,
they had a close half one time. The Citadel.
Well, it was technically, people get that twisted. It was 10-10 in the second quarter, but it was 24-10 at half. So it was 10-10. It was 10-10 at one point in the second, though. It's just crazy. So, but it's Alabama, so, man. It's college football. Alabama is the team to go through.
Alabama could beat the Browns.
Alabama couldn't. We'll segue into this last little thing. That was the last time I thought about for college football this week. But we'll segue into that whole everybody thought, you know, could Alabama beat a NFL team, and Las Vegas came out with a spread against for like an Alabama Buffalo Bills game.
I saw that.
28.5 point favorites for the Bills.
Yeah.
And I think that's how it would go.
No, I don't.
Well, maybe one day we'll probably never get to see that happen anyway, but
I mean, football. It would be awesome football. To see. Football is football.
Football is football.
Just like college football, any given Saturday, any team could beat anybody. I feel like you put Alabama against any NFL team any given Sunday, they could beat them. That's how good Alabama is.
Alabama is by far the best college program in the country. It's not even close.
75% of the players on that roster are going to be on an NFL roster.
Easy, yeah, absolutely.
So why couldn't they?
I mean, their backups could be starters everywhere else.
Exactly.
They have three of the best running backs in the country, and there's literally.
Why couldn't they be an NFL team?
I just think it's a different level, man. I really do. I just think it's different. Maybe one day we'll get to see that.
You're telling me, like, what's the best college football team of all time for you right now? Name it all.
It's off the top of my head.
Yeah.
I mean, it could change talking about it. Well, probably the 0-1 Hurricanes.
Yeah, 0-1 Hurricanes. I was about to say that.
I mean, it was like NFL roster, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They couldn't beat an NFL team that year?
Probably not. I mean, I don't know. I don't know exactly everybody who played in the, like, NFL in 01. I don't know. I mean, I'd have to go back and look or play like Madden 2001 or something. But
it's not about that, man. It's just.
I understand what your point is. I do. Like, anybody can lose any given game.
Yeah.
But I just don't think, you know. All right. You think Alabama could beat the Vikings?
It'd be a better game than you think.
Okay, and the Bills beat the Vikings this year.
Okay. Yeah.
Exactly.
But
simple as that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Anybody can beat anybody.
Okay. I just say the way into your point. All right. Yeah. All right. You know what? We're gonna end it there.
Baker Mayfield could not beat Alabama. At Oklahoma. So what makes you think he could do it in Cleveland? He couldn't. Simple as that.
He couldn't? Well, I think he could. I think he definitely could.
I think you're wrong.
I think you're wrong. I think, you know what? We're going to leave you wondering. We're going to leave everybody wondering.
I mean, we'll never know.
We'll never know.
It's like a Tootsie Roll pop thing.
The world may never know if there's something in the center of that Tootsie Pop.
God damn.
But the world will always know. The Alabama cannot be the NFL team.
Roll goddamn Tide.
And we'll see you next week.